to those determinations. But I think it's a good next step in providing the safety there that everyone in our community should enjoy and should take for granted. I want to thank everyone who's come forward to testify today, particularly a resident, because your time is dear.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fish for bringing this forward, and I do support it. I think the discussion, though, initiated by Commissioner Leonard is an important one, and the reason why I believe that this meets the standard that we have set for ourselves through the development and implementation of the service coordination teams is, in many ways, this is a service coordination neighborhood. It was built with a very similar vision before there was the concept of the service coordination team. It's about strengthening people's lives fundamentally, both individually and strengthening that in terms of a community. So I think this is important. The services that there are services on site in this neighborhood that were thoughtfully designed to help people through tough times, and that it's a neighborhood of folks that are also very successful. So it's a good mix of folks at various places in their lives. This is about, though, the other observation I'd make after having spent significant time there in the last 2 months is that it was mentioned in testimony, I wanted to underscore because we heard it in the town halls, was that folks that used to live in Columbia Villa, some of those folks now come back to New Columbia with a very different and old and outdated sort of mindset about what that ground and what that part of Portland is all about. And this is a fantastic part of Portland. New Columbia is really great, and Commissioner Fish worked on it from a variety of different sort of vantage points. So did a lot of other people. So this gives us a tool. With all that being said, this gives us an additional tool that does not allow for folks to come back into the neighborhood or stay in the neighborhood that are not considered that are otherwise considered excludable. So I'm going to support it. I want to take this opportunity to thank the great folks of the crime prevention team, and also our great team of men and women in the Portland Police Bureau who have been and are doing a fantastic job all over town. But your work in the last 2 months has just been extraordinary. So I want to thank you for that. Keep it up. Aye. We have a motion to make, don't we?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Before we adjourn, I move that we hold an evening hearing on September 15th to consider the alcohol impact area. I've talked with each of your schedulers, and I believe that's okay with everybody.
There's been a motion made. Second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Please call the roll on the motion. Sue?
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Sure. I won't be here. I'm pleased to second it. Yes.